everybody, I'm Gabe.
And I'm Cameron.
And this week we're reviewing Prisoners. Prisoners is a 2013 movie directed by Denis Villeneuve, and it's all about a father, played by Hugh Jackman, and his quest to save his kidnapped daughter. Cam, Prisoners turned 10 years old today. You watched it this morning.
Yep.
I just gotta ask, what is the experience of watching a movie this dark that early in the morning, just to start your day off with?
I told you this before, I wake up to far worse. I sleep through my nightmares, wake up to like an intense, what's going on? So this is just the usual morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so first impressions, what did you think of Prisoners?
That was great. You've been hyping it up for the 2 years I've known you, and didn't disappoint at all.
Nice. Yeah, Prisoners is a very important movie to me. It's not only one of my top 10 favorites, I honestly believe it's one of the top 10 greatest movies I've ever seen. And I think that one of the big reasons for that is performances. So let's start with Hugh Jackman. He plays a man whose daughter, or two daughters, has been kidnapped.
It was one of his daughters. And then
was it?
Terrence Howard's daughter was also
kidnapped. Oh, okay.
Kidnapped.
Thank you for correcting me. So yeah, so their daughters were kidnapped, and he will do anything to save them.
Yeah.
And he kind of spirals into madness.
Yep. He becomes a demon.
Yeah. What did you think of his performance?
It was incredible. Like, I've always been a big Hugh Jackman fan, which I'm a little bit surprised I haven't seen the movie then, because many people think it's one of his best performances. And he plays the role perfectly. That's all I really can say about it.
Yeah, I think the best example of how good he is in this movie, there's a scene where he is torturing the man he believes has kidnapped his daughter, and he is holding his hand to the sink, and he's breaking the sink with a hammer. Hugh Jackman went so meta and so into this character that he wasn't actually supposed to break the sink. So when he is shattering stuff and water is shooting everywhere, and everyone who's in the scene with is freaking out.
Yeah, I was about to say, Paul Dano looks like he was about to, am I allowed to say it? Poop himself.
You are free to say that. Paul Dano genuinely said in the behind the scenes he thought Hugh Jackman was going to break his hand. Because he's just swinging a hammer and destroying a bathroom and screaming about where his daughter is. And the fact that Hugh Jackman was not nominated for Best Actor at the 86th Academy Awards when this movie was nominated, I think is horrendous.
I think many things about this, like the critical reception of this, was horrendous. It got good reviews, but I don't think this movie was nominated for any Oscars.
It was nominated for Best Cinematography, and we're going to get to that,
okay,
but it didn't even win it. And the issue is, it's kind of the same thing as Zodiac, another phenomenal movie, but like just because of when it came out in the year, it didn't really get any awards of.
I guess they just don't like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Apparently not. But let's talk about Jake Gyllenhaal. He plays Detective Loki, who is the officer trying to figure out this kidnapping. And Jake Gyllenhaal plays him really interesting. He added a twitch to his eyes, and he gave himself a bunch of fake tattoos, and he like really...
Yeah, he's the one who picked the tattoos, too.
Yeah.
Like, he picked the design.
And I think that really helped him with the character. Detective Loki kind of starts out flat, and then really transitions into maybe understanding what Hugh Jackman's character is going through. So what did you think of Jake Gyllenhaal?
Another great performance. I don't think this movie had any bad performances. I think he did a really good job portraying the detective. And I do agree, like, he does a good job, like, kind of, like, realizing, like, you know. Because at first, it's like he doesn't agree with much of what Hugh Jackman's doing.
Yeah.
And, like, he doesn't like how he's trying to take matters into his own hands. But by the end of it, you do feel like he's like, I understand what this guy's going through.
Exactly. There's a scene in this movie, and this isn't a spoiler. An old man shows Jake Gyllenhaal's character a dead body in his basement. And there's no stairs that lead to the basement. It's just like a drop-off. And there's so much fear and terror in that scene. You're, like, genuinely pretty sure that Jake Gyllenhaal is about to die. And so he's got his hand, like, on his revolver. And just the emotion that's in that scene that's so simple, you know, just a body being reported, I think is just proof of how well-made this movie is.
100% agree.
Yeah, and I think that starts at the top with the director, Denis Villeneuve. The only really big American movie he had made before this was 2011's Enemy, that also stars Jake Gyllenhaal, which is a really trippy guy. You know, he finds his doppelganger, and then there's spider demons. I've seen it a bunch of times. I still don't understand it. And Denis Villeneuve has gone on to be one of the biggest directors working in Hollywood, Blade Runner 2049, Dune, and Dune Part 2 that's coming out in March of this year. So what do you think of the directing in this movie?
I thought he did an incredible job. This is actually, I believe, the first Denis movie I've ever seen, because I didn't watch Dune, and I will never watch Dune.
I know, but, never watched Dune. I understand.
But yeah, no, I thought it was really good. That's all I really got to say.
Yeah, I think Denis does a really interesting job of, like, adding things to simple scenes to make them terrifying and, like, send a chill up your spine. For example, there is a scene where Jake Gyllenhaal's character is investigating a home. And in the home, for some reason, there are big Tupperware bins full of snakes.
Yeah.
And a bunch of those bins start opening up. So he's investigating this home, and there's these huge snakes slithering around his ankles and, like, big close-ups on them. And just, like, just the way it's shot, it's so imposing. And, like, I like snakes. I'm not even scared of them. And just chill up my spine because of that. And, I, like, if you were scared of snakes, I can't even imagine what that scene would be like for you.
Yeah. Luckily, I'm not that scared of snakes either. But, again, it's a very chilling scene. I think a thing that he did really good at was, like, there are so many, like, small details in this that all end up coming together at the end. So, again, I think, like, a lot of those whodunits have that. So it's not, like, a very new thing. But I just thought he did a very good job with that component.
Yeah, I think what's really cool is he, like, brings the theming of this movie into, like, the set direction and everything with it. For example, this movie, the big central theme of it is how grief is, like, a maze, and we're all stuck in it.
Yes.
And all the serial killers and everyone who's around them are drawing mazes everywhere. It's on the walls, and, like, when you rewatch the movie, it's kind of impossible to not see how they're literally everywhere and how we're all trapped.
Yeah.
And I think that adds so much on rewatch. That, like, this movie is a really good character drama, but more than that, it's like there's a really, like, thematical study here that I think is just so interesting. And that comes from Denis' direction. Another part of this movie that shines, and this is the part that, like we said, was nominated for Best Academy Award, was for Best Cinematography, Roger Deakins, who is just one of my favorite cinematographers, shot Skyfall, which is another one of my 10 favorite movies.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And so, did you have any scenes in this movie, just the way it was framed, that you just went, oh, that's wonderful?
Not really. I'm going to be honest, like, it was this morning.
No, that's totally fair.
I should probably do a better job of my reviewing skills, looking out for stuff like that. But, like, again, you can tell, obviously, it's a very well-shot movie. But
yeah,
there weren't any scenes
that I sprung that question on. It's okay. I think for me, and like I said, I've seen this movie, like, 10-plus times. This is your first time watching it, which means you just get to have more fun on rewatch.
Yeah, so I was kind of stuck in the maze, as you were saying, during that. Like, trying to figure out what's going on, trying to figure out to get to the ending. Maybe after the second, third, fourth rewatch, because I will rewatch this movie a bunch of times because it's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is just my first time.
There's a shot in this movie where there's a girl bleeding to death in Jake Gyllenhaal's car. And he has been shot in the head, it, like, grazed past his skull. So blood is dripping all over him as he's trying to drive. And there's just a shot of his eyes as he's driving with the red and blue lights from his police sirens enveloping him and, like, blood dripping down. Yeah. And it just, like, it's one of those scenes that, like, if you paused it, it'd be a horrendous piece of art. But, like, it truthfully is, like, a piece of art. And it does so much to convey so many emotions in just a small little thing. Speaking of conveying emotions, the score for this movie, it's really subtle. It's a little bit understated. But there's some moments where it's, like, it builds and it's really fraught. Did you notice that at all?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. Like I said, it's really understated. Speaking of understated and doing a great job, last thing I want to say, Paul Dano.
Paul Dano did an incredible job.
He plays a disabled man who is the lead suspect in the disappearance of these girls. And he is unable to defend himself of the accusations against him because of his disability. And so Hugh Jackman takes it upon himself to torture him to get information of his daughters. And the stuff that Hugh Jackman does to his character is just straight up, it's absurd.
Yeah.
But, like, it is, you know, I do wonder, like, if someone were to do that to someone's children in real life, what would happen?
Yeah, you can never really know what you do until it happens to you, which, God forbid, it never does.
Absolutely. But yeah, Paul Dano, you know, there's so much pain in him. Did you pick up on that? Especially in the scene where he's locked in the shower?
Yeah, because it turns out he's all, like, I don't know if we can spoil the movie, but, like, he's a victim himself.
Yeah.
Of the same thing that...
Exactly.
Am I allowed to say it?
Go ahead.
It came out 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
So, like, he's a victim himself of, like, all the things that Hugh Jackman's daughter is going through. And the last thing I want to, like, touch on is, so what did you think of that ending, last scene of the movie?
The ending of this movie is...
Do you think he hears the whistle?
Yeah, so the ending of this movie is truthfully one of my favorite movie endings ever, where a character is trapped
in a pit,
and they're probably going to be buried alive and die. They find something they can use to call for help.
Yeah,
and
his daughter's whistle.
Exactly. And no one knows whether or not anyone actually heard him, and it just fades to black. And he is trapped in that grief, and I just think that's incredible. Prisoners, I think, is a downright perfect movie, so you can probably predict my score. Before I say it, Cam, what are you giving Prisoners out of 10?
I'd give it a 9 out of 10. From what you've told me about this movie, I don't see much wrong with it. But I feel like after more and more rewatches, mm-hmm. I'll be able to, like, enjoy the movie even more and appreciate it even more. So I'd give it a 9 out of 10 for now, but probably rise to a 10 out of 10 as time goes by.
Absolutely. I think I would have probably given it, like, an 8 the first time I saw it. It really does only get better as you rewatch it. Cam, who directed this movie?
Denny.
We should call him Tenny, because I'm going to fool you. 10 out of 10. Thank you. I workshopped that pun all day. With that horrible ending, that's all from us. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching.